Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Start packing. I do want to mention, before we get to Falcons, if you're heading into work right now, go slow.
Yeah, it's rough out there. We can't even see the skyline from where we're sitting right here.
Your manager would much rather you get there safe than get there fast and on time. Like, get there 5 minutes late. It's okay. It's
if
okay.
That's not true, you need a different job.
This is your sign.
Yes. Yeah, I completely agree. This whole show is like, it's been just a kumbaya session. Just wrap our arms around one another and just make ourselves feel a little bit less bad than we did yesterday.
Do you know why this song is the perfect song to rejoin with here in this final segment?
Why is that?
It's because it's a Drake song, one. And this song is called In My Feelings, and the Falcons have had us in our feelings all day.
Yeah, but see, the fact that you have to explain that means it doesn't work.
Should just be a wink to the listeners.
Yeah.
I mean, all my Drake people out there, they knew.
I feel
they
like
knew
you have
when they heard it.
Drake, you know, quota that you got to hit every week.
Nah, I only sprinkle it in sometimes.
You'd have been better off playing like a Taylor Swift breakup song. Like, honestly. Because that actually is more fitting
Dear John.
To me. But I hear you. I appreciate what you're trying to do, and I appreciate your Drake fandom, but just the fact that when you have to explain stuff, it normally means it didn't land.
Well, I knew I would have to explain it to y'all because I know y'all aren't huge listeners of Drake. But I know my Drake people out there. They got it.
You know, we are in the demo.
Anyways.
The irony is not lost on me with this. All right, Falcons. Last time today, I'm going to say this. Lost to the Dolphins yesterday, 34-10 at the Benz. Kirk Cousins made his first start this season with Michael Penix out. Drake London was also out. Zach Harrison, Divine Diablo, Jalen Walker. Bijan Robinson was held to 25 rushing yards. And we are letting you vent today. We are having a group therapy session because we're all in our feelings about this. Let's go out to Gwinnett. Dylan, pull up Xavier. Xavier, what's going on this morning? How are you feeling?
Hey, what's going on, team? How y'all doing today?
What's up, man?
Man, it's just another year, another Falcons year. I want to explain to y'all this is why you have this subsection, which includes me, the fans that's always kind of like pessimistic about this team.
Yeah.
Because, like I said before, I'm a huge fan of the Falcons, but I'm an even bigger fan of football. So, like, even during our wins, you know, it's not lost on me where I can see the certain flaws that we have, even in our wins, that I know is just not going to be good enough for the long run. Yeah. Like, it's not lost on me of all these yards that Bijan Robinson has. As we speak right now, him and Tyler Ajayi has the exact same amount of touchdowns. That's completely different than like your James Cook and your Jonathan Taylors and things of that sort. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think sometimes we go overrate this team with the players that's on that team, and we could get really amped and hyped about how good we're going to be. But this is why a lot of national critics kind of just doesn't really pay us any attention, because if you don't have that bias, you can kind of see this team. Yeah.
I agree with that. I think there's a lot of truth in what he's saying.
I think Bijan Robinson is getting a lot of Love in the NFL.
No, I think he is, but I think that a lot of times when I look at his yardage and his numbers, they feel like empty calories because when we need it to happen, it doesn't happen.
Well, because you can't knock anybody off the ball
exactly
inside the 20. That doesn't mean that Bijan Robinson is not one of the best players in football. It just means that's not how your team is built. That's also the reason why you have Tyler Allgeier in there. Is that's what everybody wants is him to get the ball inside. In those short yardage situations.
Just, like he said, it feels like empty calories to me. I completely agree with everything he just said. It's like I am a huge Falcons fan. I'm always the optimistic. I think we all are in this room. But you got to call yesterday a spade a spade. And when you need to move people and you need rushing yards from your best player that might be the best player in the NFL, we can't get them.
But that's not something that we haven't said for a while now. I mean, the two things in this city I've been talking about literally my entire, like, radio, like media, whatever the hell you want to label it as, career, has been, why do the Falcons suck at short yardage and why can't we get a pass rush? It's been those two things. And it's never changed.
Yeah.
Never. So, I agree with some of what he's saying. But, like, the reason we don't get as much love nationally is that we just don't win enough. That's it. Because when we were winning, Matt Ryan and Julio Jones were getting a lot of love.
Winning cures everything, man.
Nationally.
Always will.
Matt Ryan was hated here more than he ever was nationally.
Well, and tomorrow at 7 a.m., we're going to continue. We've been doing this every Tuesday, the good, the bad, and the ugly of every single Falcons game, because Bo and Mike are masochists, and they are going to watch the film. Watch it and see what went wrong, and we will have that for you tomorrow, 7 a.m. if you want to hear the nitty-gritty of what went wrong. And Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in Atlanta this Saturday at 8 a.m. We get the day started with college football game time, brought to you by Window Nation. You can visit windownation.com and by Alumni Hall. Shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and more. It's where fans shop. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all of the big matchups. Then we get a triple header of games starting at 11:30 with Ohio State hosting Penn State, followed by Notre Dame at Boston College and Oklahoma at Tennessee. It's all Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm going to need a lot of that New Realm Brewing, the Allen Lager, to get over this. I mean, last night put me in. I went to the Brown liquor last night. It was so bad.
I had a source tell me you were already asking for whiskey before the game was over.
Wow.
Yeah, Dylan, I was.
Inside source.
Can confirm.
I did. I told Dylan I needed a bottle for this show. So Allie told you earlier, you want to play golf with us? Play golf with Mike Bell, Carl Dukes, Andy Bunker. I'm not sure who else I can name in there, but Randy McMichael maybe. But, hey, go to the 99 The Game events page. Sign up for the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. There are a few more foursomes out there.
Foursomes?
Well, we got your snap, Dylan. Wow.
Missed it.
Dylan missed it, but we were able to hear your snap. So go sign up today because it's all for Pets for Vets, and we really want to get this thing going, and we're very close to selling out, so, you know, finish it off for us. All right. I said that I really felt like I was doing the dad things, mm-hmm. and, you know, my falls have been easy. Football. And I get to maybe play a little Friday afternoon golf in the past and watch college football all day. This weekend was none of that. Wow. Friday, we go to the pumpkin patch.
Fun.
Wow.
Now, I did not realize there were so many freaking pumpkin patches, but Friday we go to the pumpkin patch.
Who are you?
We went to one up there. It's technically still considered Woodstock, but it was kind of in between Woodstock, Milton kind of area.
Yeah, I know where you're talking about. Yeah.
And it was like a smaller pumpkin patch, but it was just enough for, I don't know, a 6.5-month-old. So we just strolled her around and went on a hayride. Not a hayride, but what would be a hayride, but it's not. There's no hay anymore. You're just on a, you know, wagon pulled by a tractor. And it was fun. It was great. We took some pictures, you know. And I was like, man, yeah, let's get out of here pretty quickly. It was like a 2-hour visit. I was like, wow, this is shorter than I thought.
Man.
Well, it's going to be like an all-day thing. Right?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Was that we were there just long enough?
In and out, man. That's the key.
So then, because this is like one of the only Saturdays I'm gone the next 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and what I was gone last weekend. But this is the one real weekend where Amy had where she's like, hey, let's get some Christmas pictures. So we went and did Christmas pictures Saturday.
Wow.
And already? Now I would prefer them to be at 10 a.m. So, you know, I don't miss any football.
She's going to look like a toddler at Christmas compared to what she looks like now. That's a long way off. Neither here nor there.
It's anyway. Like a month and a half, dude. Oh, it's 2 months.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
This week it'll be November. You know that.
Yeah, I know, but it's at least 2 months.
Yeah,
it's
but
more
you got to remember Christmas cards go out like middle of November, right? Yeah,
2 months away.
So Christmas cards go out.
Neither here nor there. Apologize.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll come at you over there. I'll start with me. And so we did the pictures, and I'm like, oh, no. Photo shoots with my wife take forever. So I am just mindset it up that I'm going to be here till like the 3:30 kicks. I just know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently it was a quick shoot. We were like, they were like 15-minute windows.
The best, man.
And like, so we're in there, and like we're taking pictures, and then the girl goes, you know, I think we're good. And I go, what?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I think I got everything. And I go,
we're out of here. Wrap it up.
You mean everything with my jacket on, right? And I need to take the jacket off. We're going to need more pictures, right? She's like, no, we're good. And I'm like, so we're done?
Yeah,
I go.
Photo booth this thing.
I go, oh, get in the car as quick as you can.
I love that, man.
And I was so blown away.
Take the yes and run.
Yeah. So we get out, and Amy goes, yeah, you thought that was going to take like 2 hours, didn't you? And I go, yeah. She goes, yeah, I didn't tell you on purpose. I wanted you to be surprised.
Nice
I was like,
work.
Yeah. I got home for the second half of the Dune games, dude.
That's like, where it's at right
I was
there.
Like, holy smokes.
That's where it's at.
Yeah, it was so good. It was so good. So I was very proud of that.
Who is this guy with these Christmas cards and pumpkin patches? Like,
I
who
know.
Is this guy?
The softer you know what I mean? Side of Bo.
Wow.
Daddy Squidbilly really, right there.
He's really changed.
Daddy Squidbilly with
Anyways.
A soft underbelly.
Well.
What?
Pause. Somebody, we're delirious at this point, guys. It's
we
been a long
seriously
day.
Are.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it.
Bo, do you have something to say back before I close this out?
I don't even know.
Yeah,
he's
locked up over there.
Feel so awkward after that comment. That's my job, to make people feel awkward, Dylan.
All right, that's going to do it for us. We are delirious. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Ellie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3.
What the heck?
Is bothering me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G,
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.